man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, we sure can. This is your country folk in North Dakota. And if you've never been here, well, neither has anybody else. The least visited state in America. And that's one reason I'm here. Beaming to you tonight from North Dakota through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Due south, just as the Canada goose flies due south of here. I wonder if the Canada geese get as far as Round Rock. They might. I don't know. I don't know where they're going. Where are they going when they leave Canada and fly over us? Some of them stop right here and stay here. Huge birds, if you've never stood next to one. Bigger than little children. They're big. Well, here we are. What day is it? Oh, I thought you'd never ask. It's August 31st, 2023. I'm James Kelso. We're on the air for an hour, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. So here we are on a Thursday night. And more good news from our favorite president. So I'll share some of that with you. I'll start with my favorite piece of news today. I thought I had my favorite, but then I just heard another video by Donald Trump, and he made a bunch of them today. I mean, I didn't even count all. It's more than a dozen, and I don't know, is it 20? I don't know how many he's made in just one day. And I don't know where he is when he makes these videos. He's standing in front of a Hunt Club portrait, a picture of someone on a fabulous, you know, hunter horse, and with the dogs and so on. And they aren't Merle Haggard's dogs or Hank Williams Jr.'s dogs, but they are in the I don't know where he is. Is he at Bedminster? Is he at Mar-a-Lago? And I'll tell you what, I like it. I like the fact that Donald Trump could be in a number of places at any moment. I like that because the story, you know, one of the stories in the last 48 hours is Tucker Carlson's interview with Viktor Orban, the head of Hungary, in Budapest, and beautiful background there of the, you know, the river and Buda on one side and Pest on the other side of the river. And Tucker says the deep state very well may assassinate Donald Trump. Now this is huge. This is very, very huge. And he's saying it very forthrightly in an interview with a head of state. He's got the biggest audience of anybody other than Donald Trump. And, of course, Donald Trump's listening to what Tucker's saying. And Tucker's asked, he put that out to Donald Trump in his last interview with Donald Trump. What are they going to do? Kill you now? Is this what they have to do, is kill you? And, you know, Donald Trump, you know, you could see the pain on his face. That, you know, so this is very, obviously very real to Donald John Trump. All right, well, here's a happier story than that. Donald Trump, this great, great man, he made a video today, and let me play it for you. Let me find it, and I'm going to try to get a number of these in. This one is he made 3 hours ago, and I leaped for joy just when I saw the title of this. There he is standing in front of that, I guess it's like a Hunt Club painting, between two American flags. And the title is "To Every Homeschool Family." And you, most of you may know, I am a homeschooler, a 12-year-old boy who's homeschooling. And then he says in all caps, "To every homeschool family, I will be your champion." Oh, but it gets better from here. So let's listen to him.
As president, it was my honor to support America's homeschool families and to protect the God-given right of every parent to be the steward of their children's education.
Yay!
Since the China virus, America has seen an estimated 30% increase in homeschool enrollment. When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Oh, I'm just eating this up, and I'm going to play this for my whole family. Everybody is going to have to listen to this several times tonight. because there is some courage in making the homeschool jump. A lot of people are chicken to do it. And so I'm going to play it for any, you know, I have had to deal with a few nervous Nellies. And thank you, Mr. President, for being my champion and my son's champion.
Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term, and yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement, in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more.
Wow. Now, what he just said, I'll tell you. You watch homeschooling explode if he achieves this. And I think he can. I think he's the man who can. Watch the homeschooling industry explode. Watch the number of homeschooling parents explode. It will take off like a Soyuz rocket. It will be wonderful. Because homeschoolers have had to do all of this. You know, as a homeschooler, you pay for your local public school through your property taxes. You know, you pay through the nose. You don't get any benefits from it. You know, your kids aren't. You're paying for other people's kids, and you're paying for the teachers' union. But you don't get any help at all. You're on your own. And the president just said $10,000 tax-free. In a, I forget the number, it was the number to the account, expenses for your homeschool. That's money that could be spent on homeschooling services. So, like, well, and that's what will explode, those homeschooling services. So things that your son or daughter could access online, great teaching materials that you could purchase, so on, et cetera. I spent a whole bunch of money on teaching materials. And so that's pretty cool. Let's continue. For all you homeschoolers out there, and if you're not a homeschooler yet, really, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have your kids at home and to have them with you and for you to be, you know, the teacher at the blackboard. And, you know.
To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Do not vote for Crooked Joe. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much.
That's a new one. Honest Donald. I love it. I don't know where he got that. Vote for Honest Donald. And it just came right off the top of his head there, right off of his great hairdo. So that was really great. Now, here's another one. I thought this was going to be the highlight tonight. And so now I'll give you that was, to me, is the highlight. But now let's go to the runner-up for the highlight for tonight. And let me just check and make sure I don't have somebody. I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to click a button. I may be sorry I clicked on it. Let me just see here. Let's see. I just clicked a button, and okay. All right, I'm okay. Nothing bad happened. this is something, a post that went up today. Now, let me find it on my screen here. This, I think I saw this on the Gateway Pundit. Let's just see if I have it here. I sure hope I didn't lose this one. And I can give you the sense of it if I did. I can't believe it. This is not. Let's see here. Okay, I'll have to find it for you, I think. But it's, this is so good. I can't believe I spotted this last night, and I said, leave it on your screen. Don't touch it. Don't move your screen. And it's gone. So, but I can find it for you pretty easily. Here's what it is. I think I did find this on the Gateway Pundit, so let me go look. Actually, just look around on the Gateway Pundit, and I'll find it for you. Or it could have been Revolver. Revolver. Dot news. Okay, so let's go here. It's very clear, and I can give it to you. There's so much good stuff. It's just coming at us. We're just getting bombarded with. Oh my goodness. And if you're not reading the Gateway Pundit or Revolver.News, you are missing. You're missing some good stuff. Oh my gosh, the things we've seen in the last few hours. Oh my goodness. I'm going over the Gateway Pundit here. This is Jim and Joe Hoft, Hoft, the people who put this together. And it is so brilliant. Okay. And that's the problem I'm having right now. There's such a flood of great stuff that you have to go through so much stuff. If you drop a link, okay. Well, don't worry. I'm going to find it for you. But now I'll relate to you the sense of it. The headline is something like this. The whole basis for the Ron DeSanctimonious campaign was just destroyed. A poll was done in Florida, very prestigious, you know, top rank, you know, not an in-house poll, was done in Florida, and it the finding, I wish I could give you the exact numbers because it would blow your mind, but I'll give you the sense of it. Ron DeSantis can't even win in Florida. Donald Trump is way more popular than Ron DeSantis, even in Florida. And there are a number of critical questions here. Donald Trump does way better than DeSantis against Biden. Way better. The numbers would curl your eyebrows if I hadn't lost them. Here's the punchline. There's no reason for Ron DeSantis to be running. There's no basis whatsoever. Trump is way ahead and pulling far further ahead. There's no reason for Ron DeSantis's jockey to whip Ron DeSantis's ass to make him run faster. He's so far behind the Kentucky Derby winner, Donald Trump, speaking of that portrait, that horse portrait, that it would be cruel and unusual to whip Ron DeSantis's ass to try to make him run faster. He's a whole lap behind Donald Trump. He should be walked back to the stables to be looked at by a veterinarian. There may be something wrong with him. He's running so slowly. And this just came out, and there are a whole bevy of these. Let's go back to the Trump Truth Social thread. And maybe it's there that I found it, actually. Let's just go up here. I'm scrolling through post after post after post. And now I'm going to hit refresh on this and get the latest from Trump. Here it comes. And here's one. Now, this is my third candidate for the best cherry of the day. All right, now I've got this one. I'm going to get it for you. And it's right here, so I know. I've got this one. It's coming. Okay. There's the homeschool family one we just heard. Where is this one? Oh, please. Again, he's got so many posts here that you don't know where to begin. You know, in the heyday of my posting, I never put up this many posts in a day when I was a posting maniac. The title of this one is There Anyone on the Planet? Okay, I just went by it. Okay, so here we go. Here it is. You're going to love this. Now, at about 50 seconds into this one, you'll hear Donald Trump utter one of my favorite phrases, and I could consider this is the cowbell of the Trump phenomenon. This phrase he uses in 50 seconds. And as Christopher Walken says, we need more cowbell. We'll play that cowbell for you right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before Vietnam War.
And I remember back before Elvis, and I remember when my daddy brought home from work, he would cash his paycheck at the bank sometimes just to impress his four sons. He'd come with a canvas bag, and he'd turn it upside down in the middle of the living room floor, and out would tumble his whole paycheck in silver dollars. I don't know if it was his whole paycheck, but a lot of silver dollars would plunge into the living room carpet. And we kids would play with them and, you know, mush them around and stuff. And those were real silver dollars, folks. They were genuine silver dollars with 1 ounce of pure silver in those silver dollars. And actually, I'm getting a little fuzzy here because the American Eagle that you can buy today, which is not exactly a silver dollar, it is 1 troy ounce of silver. And I think the American silver dollar back of my father's day, I don't know if it was a full ounce of silver, but that's kind of neither here nor there. It was silver. And it was at least 90% silver. And I wish a buck was still silver. That's what Merle's remembering right there, is when his daddy could bring home his paycheck And it, you just, at the, when you cashed your check, you handed the paper check to the teller, and you said, could I have that in silver dollars, please? And they just said, yes, sir. No, no, you didn't have to get bank approval or a manager or somebody go back to the vault. No, they just pulled out a bunch of silver dollars and counted them out and stacked them up. And that was America. And that is symptomatic. That is emblematic of what America was in 19... Well, when I was 12, that was 1960. The same age as my son, 12 years old. All of life was like that. Everything was pure silver. Real silver. Real money. Real women. Real men. Real innocence. Real schools. Your school wasn't, your local school district wasn't your enemy. You liked the principal. You liked the teachers. And we had harmony. We had real love in that America, 1960. We'll go back to when I was 10, 1958. Even better. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. That's what Merle's singing about in that song. So now, but I found it for you during the break. Here it is. This is the article I was searching for, and I found it at, it was waiting for me here all this time at revolver.news. I think Darren Beatty wrote the article. It's unattributed, so I think it was Darren Beatty, the guy, the genius who created revolver.news. So let me read it to you. Let this sink in. This is the death knell of the DeSantis campaign. Trump or bust phenomenon. New Florida polling data destroys DeSantis' entire raison d'etre, that is reason for being, and blows up the establishment Republican narrative. There's a little something called the Trump or bust phenomenon. Oh, I like he's using our word, phenomenon. Darren, are you listening to our show? We love you, brother. And according to fresh data, it's very real. The GOP establishment needs to pay close attention to it if they don't want their political futures to go up in smoke, both literally and figuratively. The data reveals a large conservative base that's all in for Trump. If he is somehow sidelined from the ballot, many are prepared to either write in his name or abstain from voting altogether, risking the complete and total collapse of the entire GOP party. That's his thesis right there. And he backs it up. Now, listen to what follows. Esteemed pollster Richard Barris, he's one of the heavyweights, provides the details on the Trump or bust phenomenon. Polling data reveals the sheer force of this phenomenon. If DeSantis were to be the nominee, he would actually lose Miami-Dade County to Biden. Let that sink in. That's in Florida, folks. In contrast, that's the largest county. In contrast, Trump would secure it. Many Hispanics are resolved to write in Trump's name if it comes down to it. We looked closely at Richard Barris's data, and it checks out. After this break, I'll give you the key takeaways. Don't want to miss it.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got
all right, folks, we're back. And we're in the middle of this Florida poll, this latest Florida poll by Rich Barris, and it's an eye popper, and it's a Ron DeSantis fantasy popper. And this is talking about in Florida. Now, Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida. He's been that for what? How many years now? Years, several years. And he's in Florida. Donald Trump is beating Ron DeSantis by every measure in spades. In Florida, Trump is beating Biden, this is not Biden, with 45% of the vote to Biden's 36%. So Trump is 9 big, giant percentage points ahead of Joe Biden. That's an insurmountable lead. But DeSantis, in the same polling, loses to Biden. Biden beats DeSantis, the governor of Florida. DeSantis gets 37% of the vote. Trump gets 45%. In the Florida primary, this polling shows, Trump is winning with 57% of the vote to DeSantis's 18. I'm sorry, Ron. Stick a fork in it. You're not making it, buddy. And the never-Trumpers, no, they're not going to fold their tent. But, I mean, their tent is going to be folded for them. Now get this one. You got to be sitting down for this one. And I can really relate to this. I've been to Little Havana in Miami. That's that Miami-Dade County where DeSantis would lose to Biden. And it, right in the middle of Miami is Little Havana, their Versailles restaurant, which is the ground zero for the Cuban-American community, Cuban patriots, Cuban right-wingers. And let me tell you, that's an important part of Florida's power. And it's a big group of people. Get this. Trump is winning an eye-popping 76% of the Cuban vote to DeSantis's 8%. Now, excuse me, if you go to the Versailles restaurant in Little Havana and 76% of the people in the room are for you, Donald Trump, and only 8% support Ron DeSanctimonious, again, put a fork in it, Ron. We're talking your home state. You're the governor. And the Cubans can't stand you. Trump crushes Biden with the Cubans. Better than 3-1. So anyway, that's that poll. That's a gem. I wanted to relate that to you. And relay it to you. All right, let's go back for some more stuff here. We've kind of covered several things. Tucker Carlson thinks they're going to assassinate Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to be my champion and the champion of every homeschooler out there. There are millions of us. And that will change the whole perspective of that. Viktor Orban, in that interview with Tucker Carlson in Budapest, Viktor Orban said he proclaimed, Carlson and Orban were talking about the hell of the Ukrainian war, the totally unnecessary, needless Victoria Nuland sponsored World War III in Ukraine. And Orban, who does not allow, for instance, he does not allow these NATO war supplies to transit through Hungary. Not only does Hungary not provide any, Hungary will not provide any training or opportunities for training for Ukrainian soldiers. But if you want to send, if you're an idiot like the Swedes or an idiot like the Norwegians and the Danes, and you want to send F-16s to Ukraine, don't send them through Hungary because Viktor Orban won't let them go through Hungary. You're not landing at an airport in Hungary, and you're not going to travel. If you're Sweden, you're sending an armored car. Don't load it on a train transiting through Hungary. It isn't going to be let across the border. God bless Viktor Orban. And in the middle of that interview, Orban said, "What's the answer? What's the answer for Ukraine? How could we get peace in Ukraine? How could we avoid World War III?" You know what Viktor Orban's answer was? Donald Trump. That's so beautiful. Now, I mean, that just rings out. The head of a nation, albeit small, 10 million population, but that's not peanuts. And it's an entire people, an entire ethnicity with their own language, their own history, their own noble traditions, the people who fought against the Soviets in 1956 in Budapest and died on the streets of Budapest against Soviet tanks. And I won't say Russian because they were Soviet. They were Bolshevik tanks. The Russians are not the Bolsheviks. Vladimir Putin is not a Bolshevik. He's a Russian patriot, a great one. And so, I mean, I love that from Orban. And he is such a headache for these NATO weenies. He said several things in the last 48 hours. NATO is falling apart. His foreign minister, Sijarto, if I pronounce that recognizably, said this: the European Union is in very, very double intensive there. Very, very bad shape. The economy is a joke. Sijarto cited the figure that European Union percentage of global trade or manufacturing is down to 17%. Europe has crushed itself. Also, Orban said in that interview with Carlson, or it might have been in a related comment within the last couple of days, Orban said, we get our oil from Russia via a pipeline which traverses the Black Sea under the ocean, comes up in Turkey, crosses the Bosporus, I guess, into Bulgaria, transits Bulgaria, then travels through Serbia and arrives thereby through our neighbor Serbia. By the way, Hungary borders Ukraine. And that's where we get our oil. And here's what Orban said, who loves Donald Trump. He said, don't even think about destroying our oil pipeline. Don't even think about it. That will be war. We will be at war with you if you destroy the pipeline, the lifeline of my people. We will be at war with you, you SOB. And then Carlson said, of course, I added the word SOB. Carlson then said, well, now, when you talk about who are you addressing when you say that, are you addressing Russia? And Orban laughed and said, no, I'm not addressing Russia. Who's he addressing? He's addressing us. He's addressing America, the bad guy. The bad guy, America. That's new for all of us. We're the bad guy in almost everything. We're a curse upon the world. We're leading the world to World War III. People like Lindsey Graham. Now, we ought to get Lindsey Graham out of his tutu and into a ghillie suit and give him a short course in sniping, give him a sniper rifle and a ghillie suit, and we need to get him over to put him in a Ukrainian infiltration boat and send him over to Crimea to do sniping in Crimea. That's what we need. Get out of your tutu, Lindsey Graham. We know what a man you are, and we know you're willing to fight. You're willing to fight to the very last Ukrainian. What a coward. What a puke. And he's in the Republican Party. He's a rhino. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and even Donald Trump has to deal with this. You have to deal with it. He's a senator from South Carolina. You've got to carry South Carolina. You can't really say what you really think about Lindsey Graham. You can't talk about. I can talk about Lindsey in a tutu, but Donald Trump can't, and he shouldn't, because he would be cutting off his own nose to spite his own face with the voters of South Carolina, who stupidly elected and then reelected Lindsey Graham. All right, let's see. Let's go back to this incredible cavalcade of posts by the president today. All right, so let's see. I think I picked off some of the real cherries. Let me hit refresh and see if the president's put something up in the last 30 seconds. No, it looks like I have the most recent post. And the maybe we have time for one or two more of these gems. Okay, here's one he put up 4 hours ago.
Is there anyone on the planet that doesn't know what I look like? I wish there were some people like that. That'd be very nice for me. And yet, for some reason, the communist Democrats in Atlanta made a mugshot of me. That's a mugshot because I said the election was rigged. And I
now, folks, how many former U.S. presidents have been mugshotted? Or I guess the past tense would be mugshot. No need for the ED. How many have been mugshot? Yeah, that's right. One. The orange man. He alone. This is a disgrace. And of course, I mentioned to you, I've got my mugshot mug. I've got my mugshot shirt. They're on their way. And I'll share that with you. My yelps of delight, I'll share those with you when they arrive. And I'll do all my shows with my mugshot mug here on next to the microphone.
I believe it more strongly than ever. It was a rigged election. We all know why, and we know what they're doing, and we certainly get it. But I know I'm your favorite president, and they make me look like a criminal, but it completely and totally backfired, as you probably read. Since my mugshot was released, our campaign has raised over $10 million. The people get it. The people know this is a sham and a scam. This is nothing but election interference. They want to interfere with our election so they can try and damage me with all these bullshit lawsuits that you see flying all over the place.
Oh, I forgot that one. Oh, all these bullshit lawsuits. That was one of my cherries I was going to play for you. And of course, only our president, the real president, uses strong language like that, which is required by the times and by the circumstance. You must call bullshit bullshit. If you call bullshit, if you just call it nonsense, you didn't connect. It's bullshit. Let's go back and listen to that again. Now, he alone, no other person has done this, popularized or blazed a trail, that's better, blazed a trail for using the truth, the true description. It's bullshit. That's what it is. It's not something else. And nobody else, everybody else is like Lindsey Graham in a tutu. We can't say that word.
So they can try and damage me with all these bullshit lawsuits that you see flying all over the place. But it's election interference is orchestrated by crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, along with the deep state. And on November 5th, 2024, it's going to backfire again when we win back the White House and make America great again. I just want to thank you for your tremendous support. And here it is. If you want to go out and get it, you can go out and get it.
He's holding up his Never Surrender mugshot shirt. And he's got the black one, the black shirt. I ordered the white one. They're both full color. And the mugshot is, and it's the actual mugshot. It's so incredible that people have said, oh, this has got to be a painting. There's no way he had that face for the mug. Yes, he did.
Have fun with it. But people do like it, I must say. Thank you very much. Is there any...
Okay. All right. That was very good. And
good inside.
okay. That was me losing control of my screen, which I tend to do. And official MAGA gear. Wow. Trump bling. All right, let's look for some more good stuff here. I mentioned to you, I got his book, Our Journey Together. I think that's the title, Our Journey Together. I've got it put away so I don't handle it a lot or fingerprint it up. But it's signed by Donald Trump. I got a book, a coffee table book signed by Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
All right, we're back, folks. And I attempted during the break here to count, and this is our last segment here. Let me try to in my feeble way to convey to you what a phenomenon Trump is. He's like, I forget who that historical figure was, who somebody said, you know, was wondering, why are you such a success? Why do you win so much? And the answer was, I work harder than you. Donald Trump, when does he find the time? He is putting up dozens, hundreds. There must be about 50 posts today, and the day is not over. I counted over a dozen videos, and he's made. I mean, to make the video, you make a video. You have to, you know, get your tie straight and check your hair, and then turn the, you know, get the lighting and the camera, and then get your text. And it's not a small thing to make a video that's going to be viewed by millions and millions of. He makes them by the dozen every day. Now here's one. Here's one that makes the point. Trump posts 31 videos to Truth Social in a 4-hour flurry. Okay, now get that. This is an Olympian, folks. I'm reading this for the first time myself. The array of posts includes call-outs of media figures such as Rupert Murdoch, and his other critics, such as former Attorney General Bill Barr. In a flurry of social media activity, former President Donald Trump has posted a litany of wide-ranging video shorts to Truth Social. He has unveiled a total of 31 videos over the course of 4 hours as of press time. So that's, then there's another video, another thread, which I lost. Let me try to find it. And it was one that made the point that his total views on Wednesday, yesterday, is in the scores of millions to these videos he's posted. And, you know, the news just, it just piled on. It's so, and, you know, all of you out there were starved for this information because the communists, and it was the president who, you know, he has introduced the word bullshit to our language. The word we all use when we refer to that phenomenon. But now it's in the public discourse, rightly so. And also referring to Democrats as communists. You got that right, Mr. President. Thank you. Let's stop the pussyfooting. Hey, no more pussyfooting here. We will be back tomorrow night. See you right here at the Trump Clubhouse. Don't stop believing.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.